Time for business news now with Nona Peltier and The Warehouse. I mean, a Costco rival, you could argue, right?
Well, sort of, except, you know, they don't sell in big bulk.
I don't think they sell some stuff.
Well, yeah, but they don't sell coffins. I know that for sure. Just saying.
Good point. What have you got on The Warehouse for us? Sorry, you stumped me with that last comment.
I did, didn't I? Gotcha.
Very witty.
All right, well, let's see. The Warehouse delivered their full year result. It was a profit that was down on the year earlier, not surprising, considering that their Auckland businesses, stores, that's the brick and mortar ones, were closed for 23% of the time. 84 days in total, as that was because of COVID, but also the rest of the country, there was at least 21 days where there was disruption to businesses outside of Auckland. So it's not a surprise that their profit was hit by that, sales also, and their gross margin was down about 1 percentage point. So overall, it wasn't a spectacular result. However, the company did talk about its plans for the future. Its expectations are it's carrying a lot more inventory. It's expecting that the second quarter, which is for them, that's the November through to January period, they're expecting that to be their critical period. They're hoping that sales will be strong for that. They're also talking about expanding their grocery and pantry items. They're negotiating with both Foodstuffs and Woolworths. They're the big supermarket chains here in New Zealand. They're yet to make a deal there. But when they do, they're not planning to become a full-service supermarket, but they are going to expand their grocery and pantry items whenever they can make a deal.
I think we had a consumer confidence survey last week, was it? Something like that.
Yes.
But you've got a labour market survey.
I have one.
What's it showing?
It's showing that there's a lot more strength in confidence, whereas the labour market is strong. There's lots of jobs around. However, people still aren't feeling very confident about their wages. So even though we know that there has been wage growth, somehow, I guess because of the inflation pressures that we're seeing in food and so forth, they're not feeling richer for it. So I guess some people are getting wage increases and feeling quite good. Others, not so much.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of money, the markets, please.
Well, okay, so the top 50 index, that's our equities, it closed down 0.8%. That was a 95-point drop to 11,120. Not really a big surprise considering the global upheaval on interest rates and inflation. And, well, you know, we could go on. There's a long list there. So our dollar is somewhat depressed today at 55.9 U.S. cents. That's down 1 cent from where we were yesterday. Holding relatively steady against the Australian at 87.4 and 52.4 British pounds.
Any Costco visits planned?
No, I don't have a pantry big enough to fit any of their stuff.
You don't need what was it on Morning Report? Like a 2-meter Grim Reaper or something?
Oh,
something like that.
Gee,
yeah.
That would go very well with the coffin idea.
And bags of 48 toilet rolls?
Oh, well, I don't know what you'd use those for, but okay.
Don't you? I do.
Well, you could store them.
I suppose so, yeah.